Alright, I will say good morning. So we're going to skip a little bit in the Shari Tshuva. We're going to skip to the Shari Vi'i, which is on page Kuf Mem in the editions that we're using over here. But just so you understand, we're not skipping the Shari Shlishi because it's not important, Chas V'Shalom. Just the Rabbeinu Yonah gets very much into the technicalities of the obligation or responsibility or culpability for various different types of averos. And he literally goes through every single different, halachic category of averos, which again is exceptionally important, but we're gonna go to the Shari Vi'i now, and even in here we're gonna skip around a little bit. So look what he writes. Paragraph Aleph. He says, page Kuf Mem. He says, Shari Vi'i. So Kidarach Sheyesh Loguf Choli Umadva, King Yesh L'Nefesh. So Rabbi Yonah says the same way that the body can sometimes experience sickness and affliction, the soul does as well. Umad v'hanefesh v'chalyo, midoseh haros v'chato'eha. But you know, and the same way when the body, what's sickness of the body, so there's whatever it is, there's more white cells, less white cells, there's bacteria, there's all different kinds of things that could impact the body. So what is the sickness of the soul? Midoseha haro'os v'chato'el. So bad midos, so negative character traits, sins, those are the afflictions of the body. Of the soul. Therefore, uvishuv harasha midar klaro, when the Rasha chooses to come back from his evil ways, yirpa Hashem yisparo chale hanefesh achotes. So remember again, it's like the Gemara Maseches Yuma brings down, gedol tshuva, tshuva is great, shemeviya refuah liolam. Tshuva brings healing to the world. Because on a literal sense, what sickness is to the body, so sin, negative character traits are to the soul. And the same way that when I'm physically sick, I need a refuah. When I'm spiritually ill, I need a refuah as well. And that refuah, that healing process, ultimately is called tshuva. Look at Exmoshin Emar, Hashem Chaneni. Refuah nafshi ki chatosi lach v'ne'emar v'shav v'rapalo. Val derech, so now the Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yonah continues this comparison. It says, Val derech sheyimotze pa'amim b'tachlue haguf shehekel l'acholi me'alov va'al sa'aruchas hamadve va'od lo yinoke haguf mimenu zulosi b'mishtamash ke'amarim. But you know, what could end up happening is the following. That sometimes a person is ill, and the illness requires some type of regimen. The illness requires some type of medicinal healing. A person engages in that medicinal healing, but again, there are still remnants of the illness that are there. In order to take away those remnants of the illness, a person has to go ahead and sometimes drink or eat foods or different things that have a bad taste. Vod she yispol hatsar be'inoy nafsho mikol ma'achal taivo. And so too again, sometimes a person has to go ahead and abstain from partaking of certain things which bring them pleasure. So sometimes in order to go ahead and heal the body, I have to partake of things that are exceptionally bitter and difficult. I also have to go ahead and abstain from certain things that bring me inherent pleasure. So I'll say, so too a person can have a soul that is chas v'shalom very ill. And even though again tshuva could be dramatically impactful and effective for going ahead and removing large parts of the residual effect of sin, for example, you know, every chet, every sin comes with it or brings with it an onesh, a punishment. So tshuva, let me say differently, you know, chet does two things. We'll spend a moment on this, and then I'll continue with this tomorrow. But chet effectively does two things. Rav Soloveitchik brings this down in Ala Tshuva. Chet essentially causes what we'll call omesh, and causes tumah. So every chet, by definition, there's no such thing as a sin that doesn't bring with it a punishment. It's an onesh. Now, by the way, the onesh can be a variety of different things. Sometimes the onesh is known. Sometimes the onesh, the punishment, is not known. But every chet also brings with it tumah. Every single time I sin, I defile myself. There's an impurity that's there. So when tshuva comes along, so tshuva could do a variety of different things. Tshuva under certain circumstances could remove the onesh. Tshuva under certain circumstances could remove the onesh, the punishment, as well as the tumah, the impurity. But what the Rosh Hashanah Tshuva is bringing out is that sometimes, even after tshuva, there is residual effect from the sin. Sometimes, depending, and we'll get into this more in the technicalities, but sometimes, even with the most intense form of tshuva, there's some residual effect and impact of the negative behavior. He says, therefore, again, the same way that after tshuva has removed the majority of the negative effect of sin, now the Rabbini Yonah here makes a very dramatic statement, which at first glance is absolutely startling, which we'll need to spend a little bit of time trying to unravel, which is, we often assume that proper tshuva could take care of everything. Now, that we're going to see is true under some circumstances, but under other circumstances, there is still some residual impact of sin that is left on the neshama of the individual. How is that residual impact dealt with? How is that residual effect dealt with? He says sometimes it requires what's called yisurim. Now, we loosely translate yisurim ultimately as suffering. But that suffering can mean a variety of different things in a variety of different circumstances. We'll stop over here with this. So bottom line, what Rabbeinu Yonah is highlighting over here is this idea that although tshuva is exceptionally impactful and has the ability to go ahead and take care of sin, depending on the nature of the sin, there may be some residual effects left over even after tshuva is done. Where tshuva ends, sometimes yisurin, suffering, kicks in. Now the nature of, you know, when we hear you suffering because of sin, it triggers in our mind like thoughts of like Eov or things like that. That's not necessarily what suffering means. For example, we will learn the Gemara brings down an incredible idea. The Gemara says that if a person reaches into their pocket and I want to take out a quarter, and instead I take out a nickel, that's also called yisurim. That's called suffering. So what we're going to see is that yisurim sometimes mean, would be better translated, more than suffering, can sometimes mean frustrating experiences. And sometimes, again, there's a certain level of frustration that is left, even after tshuva is there, that needs to be worked out to somehow take care of the residual impact of sin. So we'll stop over here for today. And the Meretz Hashem pick up with this idea. We're going to see the paradigmatic example of this is going to be Kayin, as the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to quote to be a Gadol of an even so. But in Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with it tomorrow.